Hello, today is Wednesday, October 26th. I am coming to you with a quick podcast on a great opportunity to connect with individuals that you may want to work with in some capacity. This recently happened to me and I thought it was really awesome. Her approach was awesome, and so I wanted to share for you and your journey, entrepreneurial and passion projects journeys. So a couple of months ago, I received an email from an individual that I didn't know personally or professionally, asking if I would be open to giving free copies of a quick guide she created for teens and young adults to help them with the job hunting and employment fields. And she attached a copy of the PDF of the book. I didn't get around to responding to that email. I don't always get around to responding to emails. So fast forward a couple months, or about a month, I'd say, I advertised my first small business and entrepreneurs conference, and she purchased a ticket to it. So fast forward again, she came to the actual event, and after, she presented me with a hard copy of the book, which was also that PDF she sent me that I didn't get around to reading, and her business card. And so she told me that that was what she had sent me, and she wanted to know if I would be open to distributing it to the youth and my Brown Skin Women Youth programs when the book was complete. So it's been a couple weeks now since she's given me the book, and I read through it. It was a quick read, easy read, an amazing book, and I decided I would reach out to her and see if she would be interested in facilitating workshops at all of my youth summits happening throughout the 2017 year. So if you're listening to this in the future, it's after 2017, know that all of this information that I'm sharing with you still applies. I have already completed my 27 calendar and put some tentative dates on the calendar throughout the year for the different events that I'm planning to host, my youth summits being one of them. So what I did was read the book, which was amazing, and sent her an email inviting her to facilitate at each of my workshops, and then also taking it a step further and seeing if she'd be interested in allowing me to incorporate the book and the method she built into the youth transitioning into adulthood field of brown skin women. And so that's just how this thing works. She had an interest in working with me, and she went about doing it by making herself visible in my presence. She purchased a ticket to attend my workshop and is now a member of my members club and has my undivided attention, support with growth in her own business, and opportunity to excel in her business. And so if you are looking to work with an individual or a company, or, you know, a group, whatever it is, the best way for you to present yourself to this person is to go above and beyond. Make yourself available to them. If there's a volunteer opportunity for you to be in their space, volunteer. If there's an event happening that you know they are putting on, you may need to purchase a ticket to attend it so you can get that person's attention. If you know that this person is going to be present at another event, purchase a ticket, or if it's free, attend that event so that you can have that one-to-one time to make the introduction and chat with them further. Make sure that you give some takeaways for them, a business card or whatever tangible thing you can give for them to kind of look into what it is that you offer, and also what it is that you, and also how they may be able to contact you. So the back of this book, underneath her synopsis and at the end of the book is the about her section, and it explains what she does, not just with this book for youth, but also in her professional life. And so I got some ideas that I may be able to work with her as a result of that. And so you should be a walking advertisement. If there are opportunities you want to take advantage of, this is a great way for you to introduce them in your space and connect with individuals that may be able to allow you to journey through a network that may already exist, an organization that may be able to help your business grow. And if you have something valuable to offer, this is the best way that you can convince someone that you are worth incorporating in whatever the vision and mission of that organization, company, or thing is. I know this will help you. I hope that you apply this as soon as you hear this podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.